Hey, folks, good morning and welcome to Bad Comedy Podcast. My name is Mac Knepper, the original bad boy of comedy, and this is the Bad Comedy Podcast, and we're sponsored by Jepson's Malort, the finest drink in Chicago. Jepson's Malort, it's good. And, of course, we're here with...
Comedy Baddie.
Comedy Baddie.
This is the Bad Comedy Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. Good.
It's good, and... it's great to have you, Dylan.
Thank you.
I was talking to Tim Pool, and I showed you a picture to him, and he said, "It's more like Tim Hot Tub."
Nice.
Yeah, I was like,
"They call me hot."
That's like a different thing of water.
That was nice. At least
he's getting pretty big, Tim Pool.
Yeah, I heard he's pretty big in Russia.
He's more like Tim Ocean now.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Tim Ocean nice. Thomas.
Yes.
Folks, this is. We're just here in our Chicago studio. We were yucking it up before this, having a great time.
Yes.
And I got it. This is a decanter of Malort, folks. This is a little mini bottle.
We were just kind of shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Kind of talking smack, talking trash,
dude,
taking out the trash.
Oh, man. I love yipping it up.
Uh huh.
Like,
chopping it up.
I need to study. I want to kind of reach out to Senator John Kennedy.
Yes.
And see. If he has all of these memorized.
Or if he's just riffing. Just,
some of them are off the cuff.
It's like you gave Lindsay Lohan the keys to the mini bar.
He's amazing.
This got to be how he talks all the time.
He's the second best stand-up comedian in the government. The number one is the Donald. That guy can do an hour. He can do an hour six times a day of a new hour. Yeah.
But John Kennedy has got just kind of a more unique style.
Yeah.
He's like, I put some lube on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's reading from a sex book.
Yeah.
And he's
put some lube on. And
tons of expressions.
And he inserted himself in my ass.
He says, he's bilingual. He speaks English and stupid.
Oh,
he's
no.
Got such a...
No, but he said... He mispronounced bilingual on purpose,
yeah.
I think. He's like,
I don't know if it was on purpose.
No, it was, because the stupid part, that was the point of it.
I know, but then I thought, was that ironic on purpose? Or
No, that was, I thought at first, too, I was like, damn. Because he has made mistakes, like Jerry Epstein.
Uh-huh.
Name three things that hang themselves. Christmas ornaments.
No, that don't hang themselves. Now you're doing it.
What is it? Was the thing?
No, he just says like Christmas lights, Christmas ornaments, and Jerry Epstein.
Yeah, and
three things that don't hang themselves.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
I love it. So, guys, that's Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. Check him out.
He's the cooler John Kennedy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what party you support, whatever. This guy is just pure entertainment.
Yes.
And did you watch the one where he was talking about that little island?
Uh-uh.
It's a longer, but you got to watch it.
Okay.
It's about that little island that the UK is selling.
Oh, yeah,
that they
yeah.
need. You watched it or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's great. He has a bunch of good ones in there, but he's like at the end, he's like sweating because he's so mad about it.
Yeah, it was like he's always waking up pissed off and going to bed pissed off.
No, that's Tom Holman.
I know. But
yeah.
I'm saying he does both.
Yeah, Tom Holman.
I went to bed pissed off.
Tom Holman's our border superhero. He guys.
What about our quarter superhero?
Guys, this guy, he came out of retirement twice. He's like Jordan. Like, this is the Michael Jordan of government and doing it because he saw a kid melting inside of a container one time. He was wearing the same underwear as Tom Holman's son.
Wow.
The same Spider-Man underwear.
Oh, God.
And that doesn't go away in your... brain.
No, you don't need that.
And then you see this going on again on purpose. I would wake up every morning
pissed off.
Yeah, probably.
I would do a cold plunge.
Does
right
he
away.
Ever say I'd that?
Do a hot tub.
Does he ever say that? I kind of want to start saying that. I wake up every morning pissed off.
Uh-huh. And his family has to pay the price.
Yeah. I wake up every morning kind of like, ugh.
I wake up every afternoon kind of just neutral.
I don't take naps.
Mm-mm.
I'm not a. I'm a napper. I am a napper. In Iowa, they pronounce my last name Napper.
Mm-hmm.
My family in Iowa. I got folks. I got family from the town where Field of Dreams is from, Dyersville, Iowa. And my uncle, actually, I have two uncles out there that are involved with the Field of Dreams. One of them is the groundskeeper. So they still have the house from the movie in the field. Mm-hmm. And then they put on a baseball game where they play against it's Yankees versus Sox or whatever, in their old school things. And they walk out of the corn. My other uncle is one of the ghost players.
Wow.
Yeah. But he looks
all
like
connected. It's all money if we go back far enough.
That's true. He's the one that's a ghost player though is huge. He looks like the Undertaker. So like instead of being a ghost player, like why don't you go hit the ring and
hit the showers?
Right. Why don't you
let's go get in the showers?
Yeah, hit the showers. Baseball.
America's pastime.
You want to try a shot of this?
No.
All right, I'll do one.
We ripped off Cricket.
Folks.
There's a cool comic called Cricket now.
Really?
Yeah,
on the scene?
He's super cool. He's a, yeah.
Like Cricket from Always Sunny?
Mm-hmm. No, he's clean. He produced a show and he's just crushing it as a producer right away.
The only clean comic I like is Bargatze. I think Bargatze's pretty funny.
All these Chicago comics are filthy and it's disgusting.
I showed my roommate folks. I got a new roommate named Zach. He's pretty cool.
Mac, his name's really Zach. I was gonna say that as a joke, like, because I was thinking if it was a Mac clone, just with different hair.
Check this
it'd
out.
Be Mac and Zach.
This one's real silver.
Did his name being Zach like factor into your decision?
Don't open it up.
Is there chocolate in this?
That's an ounce of silver.
Wow. Fight, 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 it says. It's worth 47 cents.
It's a limited edition, too.
We should play some poker.
Poker Face.
Yeah.
What is that about? Putting the song Poker Face by Lady Gaga, is that about poking her face with dicks?
Oh, no. I've never dissected the lyrics. I just try to enjoy them.
It's funny that Lady Gaga went naked to the Grammys and because, like, she ruined her career by doing Joker 2.
Poor girl. See, that movie was pretty good, actually.
Hold on. Is all the stuff about her having a dick, Lady Gaga, all those went away. There were rumors about that.
Really?
And now we got Big Mike, Obama.
But she was a first lady. I feel like if you put lady in your name, people are going to wonder.
Yeah, and now Candace Owens is proving that Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, his wife is trans.
Really?
And she groomed him from, she was age like 35, he was 14.
Sometimes I feel like you really want to prove that. That's going to just make people freaked out.
About?
You got to think about your impact on the world. What's
no the Macron change. The Macron one. He first sent a letter like, "Can you please stop doing this?" Mm-hmm. And then the second one was a cease and desist. But you know the story is that the woman he's married to, the first lady of France, so the family she came from had a son, and then right around the age that she came on the scene, the son disappeared. No one's ever heard from him.
Interesting. You gotta be able to have a good lie if you're gonna lie.
Yeah. It turns out that the son might be the Dauda.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's interesting, folks. I mean, Emmanuel Macaroni and Cheese is a lame-ass pussy anyway. So is the head of UK. The EU can all honestly S my D.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like I don't know if I was in a dream. I was supposed to order someone a mac and cheese recently, and I feel
really?
Like I didn't. What? Where was that?
You should have ordered it.
I think it was like.
Well, you should make sure you remember it.
Last night I was supposed to, and then I was passing around. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm buying everybody food, and.
Oh, you bought everybody food?
So, yeah, I'm trying to remember. One of my friends got three meals.
Oh, in the dream. I was like, why would you buy a whole table of food in real life? No one does that.
There was pressure on someone. Like, I'll do the mac and cheese.
Yeah, no one does that unless they're a baller by the whole table of food. Or credit card roulette, where you all put your credit cards in a hat, and then the waitress picks it.
But you actually you plant the card you want.
And your card declines.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you can only do that.
Let's do another round.
Yeah, you can only do that with your rich friends.
Yeah, and it's just like you actually want the credit secretly to build more credit.
You do. So honestly, yeah. I mean, you're welcome. if you come from like a billionaire family, then you want to get picked because like, oh, I got to pay for the whole meal. Don't worry, guys. I'd love to pay for your meal.
It declines because it's not enough to meet the minimum purchase.
Minimum purchase is like 30 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
sometimes I just fucking
I'm happy I have to add to this collection. So, folks,
there's no room there for another coin, though.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. This will be on a separate stand, maybe.
You have kind of a coin surplus right now, I guess you could say.
Sorry, coin shortage.
Coin shortage.
I miss you, coin shortage.
We miss you, coin shortage. You don't miss us.
So this is my gold collection. You guys have probably already seen it. This is gold plated. Okay, so it's not. It's not the full shebang, but it's nothing. But I got these.
It's trash.
I got them prior to inauguration. Maybe even prior to the. I got these prior to the election.
You should see if you can.
Is a date
sell
on them?
You should see if they actually appreciated in value, like we counted on.
No,
they might have depreciated.
This will, if I wait like 2 decades, this will appreciate in value.
Maybe it will be worth nothing.
Well,
nothing.
Well, I mean, since it's pure silver, it'll be worth something.
How much did that cost?
I had a huge discount.
That's not a good start, folks.
No, it was $89.99, and then I had a $40. Listen, I had a $40 discount.
What is the actual silver worth?
It's an ounce. What ounce is silver? I can look it up.
Yeah, let's check out this. Check out the exchange rate, and
I'd imagine it's like $20.
Damn. So Mac got scammed. He's gonna have to wait 100
years.
Listen,
it's limited edition, which means they only put out a certain amount of them.
I know what it means.
People really collect these, and as Alex Jones gets bigger, it's gonna be important.
It's funny.
I know it's not a good investment, but this is my investment into precious metals.
You just wanted to have fun with things. Just having fun.
I was having fun and also getting into the precious metal sector by buying 1 ounce.
By starting out the big loss.
Well,
you're just going to be such a sucker for like that kind of investment.
Oh, no.
People are going to make you offers.
No, I've never been a collectible guy. I just wanted to get one because this is the one like right when he. I think this is going to be one that sells for more later on. Some of them aren't as good, but this was like this is like biggest comeback in history, and this was like the point when this was getting sold was that time. I'll show my grandkids and they'll be like, "This was Emperor Trump back when he was the president and." And he's the reason that we're all living in this beautiful empire that we call America. And Barron's doing a great job as well.
You'll have no social security. They'll be having to take care of you.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you really understand.
You spent so much money on silver and...
I don't know if
money was all coins.
I don't know if you're understanding the social security.
I don't think you are either. I don't think you're...
I know how social security works, believe me.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I don't want to get that's not funny.
No.
We'll talk about that later.
But what is funny is Mac paying 5 times what something's worth.
No. No, I paid like $40 for it.
You said you paid
how much? It was $89.99 and I got $40 off. So I paid $50 for it.
And it's worth 47 cents.
I mean, it's probably worth a dollar. $31.84. Okay. That's not bad. I mean, I could always just buy, like, little bars of silver, but I'm more likely to...
You'd rather buy gold.
It'll... So either way, if silver goes up, I can just sell this as silver.
And if it goes down, then it's worth even less than what you paid
for. But it's collectible.
No one cares about that.
I'm so mad that I had so many like good Pokemon cards that could have sold for so much now.
Where are they?
They're gone.
They sold them? Or
no, they're just gone with the wind.
Your mom got rid of them?
I bet my dad's fucking bitch.
That's probably, yeah, he's probably buying stocks with them.
That motherfucker.
He's so slick.
He would be the perfect guy if he didn't have Trump derangement syndrome.
That's how he bought his Subaru.
Yeah, he's such a pragmatic and like smart guy. And then mm-hmm. just with this, just because of Trump's personality, even though he agrees with every like policy of his,
mm-hmm.
he gets so mad when that name gets brought up. He's like, and my dad doesn't get angry either.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing he gets angry about. And I'm like, yeah. People have a mental
it's
illness.
Kryptonite.
Yeah, it's just like
Trump-like of him to take all your Pokemon cards and sell them to buy a Subaru.
It was very angry. It was very
he's deranged.
He says Trump has a bad temperament. And I'm like, Dad, do you see your temperament there? Dad, I don't mean to talk smack. All I'm saying is just look at the policies of both sides. Maybe just don't listen to Trump himself if you don't like his voice.
Or just maybe leave the politics to us.
Yeah, leave the politics to us.
You focus on the stocks.
You focus on early investing in stocks just because of your gut. Yeah.
Buy a bunch of commemorative coins.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the new Amazon.
Mm-hmm. But wait until there's this collector who's waiting to sell. He probably has like all the InfoWar coins
mm-hmm.
for like 30 years.
He's selling them out of desperation.
No, that he's missing one. And I'm like, yeah, it's gonna cost you, pal. Because the collection altogether is like $1 million, but he needs this one. And he'll give you 10 grand. And I'll be like, yeah, no, I mean, your thing's worthless without this one. I'll take a $500,000, sir. I love business.
Yeah, it's business is
I like negotiation. And that's, yeah.
When they're like, are you flying for business or pleasure? I'm like, okay, this is a trick question. It's the same thing. I love grinding.
You know what's funny?
I love the grind.
So when Rubio went down to Panama
mm-hmm.
to talk to them, I think I know the strategy with Rubio. So Rubio's good cop. He's the nice diplomat, lays out everything in a normal way, and then they're
gives
like
people hope.
Yeah, like basically shows them what the deal is, and then they're like, well, what if we don't do it? And then Rubio's probably like, to be honest, I don't know what the fuck Trump's gonna do, but I'll tell you that probably pretty fucking bad. No one knows what. Yeah, so Trump. The best thing about him is that he purposefully is very unpredictable because he could invade, he could do drone strikes, he could do whatever. I think we'll get Greenland, and then Panama Canal is going to be under our either we own it or it'll just be completely run under us.
Boring, am I right, folks? I can't believe they were still listening.
Gulf of America, how about that?
I don't even play golf.
And neither do I.
And I'm still shooting under par.
We stole a whole Gulf from Mexico.
I don't even play mini golf anymore,
what
and that's out of principle.
I was tossing around some Ultimate Frisbee. I'm fucking good at Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh, yeah.
I can fucking launch that thing.
Yeah, like when you're like, life's pretty good, folks.
Huh?
Life's actually good, folks.
I just, folks, for if you'd like some backstory on this, I had a Frisbee that said, life is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
And people are sometimes complaining, saying
people are always complaining, saying that their lives are so hard, but let me tell you something. Life is good. And then I show the life is good Frisbee, and then I launch it like 1,000 miles.
Yeah, and it was just like a vibe of frat kid. He played lacrosse. He doesn't know what struggle is.
That's not true.
That was the vibe of it, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, I don't think life's actually that hard.
Well,
it was a dumb joke.
No, it was a dumb joke.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I made three different ones.
Yeah, what were the other ones?
The other one was me at driving a ball, like, really far. Because that was, we did shrooms, we got drunk and played golf in the mountains. And I was doing terrible. And then finally on the last hole, I had like a really good fucking drive.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was walking around with like, they were like, hell yeah. And I was like, I don't have a small dick, I swear to God. Because I was joking.
Now watch this drive.
Well, because I would say that everyone that has a good drive has a small dick. So all they do is practice their drive to look like they have a big dick.
Then you disproved it. The very end of the day.
Yeah. Well, I had terrible drives for most of the time. So I think if you average out 18 holes, 17 bad drive, I have a big dick, one good drive. So if you average that out, that's still a pretty big dick.
Yeah, you should. My ex-wife, she should play golf. She's a pretty bad driver.
Really?
Yeah, and she had a big dick.
Oh nice. Is that... Wait, do you share wives with Emmanuel Macron or Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Interesting. So my ex-wife bought a Subaru.
Yeah, Subarus.
You know, how
they need to target lesbian customers more.
You know what's funny? They do it in Evanston. It really is. Oh, my brother sent me some really funny lesbian Subaru videos I'll send you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll make them available on the Patreon, folks.
Subaru.
Patreon.com/badcomedy. If you want bonus content out the ass. And every single guest episode, we have some of the most famous comedians, Sam Talent, Junior Stop, who we've had on. We've had Doug Stanhope.
Harold Patrick, Ultimate Roast Battler.
Mm-hmm. We even had P.D. Rodriguez on.
So, yeah. It's like a lot of famous.
Yeah. So, to get to that, patreon.com/badcomedy. Press right here for the link. Press down here in the description. That's where I'm going to put it. I'm not going to edit the video. Click patreon.com/badcomedy, become a baddie. You have access to about 400 episodes by now, and it's awesome. You join an army of baddies. It's not just content. It's a movement.
It's a militia.
It's a militia.
Comedy militia.
Okay, speaking of militia, I want to abolish the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, actually, no. Or double down on it. So they say... the argument from the left all the time is like, yeah, but it's got to be with a well-regulated militia. It's like, so you want us to have more militias? Is that what you want? You want a bunch of guys with beards with militias all over?
It's like, we can continue doing that if you want.
Yeah. It's like, we can build a full rebel force that's well-regulated instead of having them scattered around.
It'd be so cool. It's so cool to be a rebel, dude.
Yeah.
I love rebels.
They had a cool flag.
With the cause.
The rebel, the Confederates, they had a cool flag. I can't lie about that. It's
a big X.
It's aesthetically cool. The stars and bars. I like it. I don't like the movement. Mm. And I don't think that Jefferson Davis was as honest as Honest Abe.
What about who's the guy that made Garfield? What was his name?
Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
Bobby Lee, the Chinese guy.
Some Davis made Garfield the cartoon, I think.
Oh.
Or maybe it was Calvin Hobbes. I mixed them all up. Garfield's like a tiger.
Are you thinking of... are you thinking of Dilbert?
Mm-mm.
I like Adam Gilbert.
Adam Gilbert.
Yeah, guys, if you don't know who Adam Gilbert is, check him out. He's the
Sunday Funnies.
Yeah, he has this joke where he says, "Am I the smallest, littlest guy you've ever seen?"
Mm-hmm.
And he's in New York. He's the smallest guy you'll ever see, but with the biggest jokes and the funniest ones you might ever see. So I just want to say follow Adam G. I think Adam G Comedy is his Instagram handle. Or just type in Adam Gilbert. Very funny. I always want to give him a shout out. I respect that. I respect him.
Adam G.
I want to give a comedian a shout out each show now.
Yeah, and I was thinking you should expand the Wall of Fame to more than just you have to have an album. Because you could put Harold Patrick up there shooting the gun.
Yeah, but...
You could put Adam Gilbert for being a little...
There haven't been enough comedy albums coming out.
I know, but I think, like, that way you'd have a reference for everybody to always see, like, you could always point to, like, a picture of Adam Gilbert for a guest that doesn't know.
Yeah, Chris Piggins. What about that guy? He's fat.
Yeah, and it seems like there's a lot of these kind of hog comics you got...
Ham Talent, the biggest, fattest. Nathan Lund, he's cool. I still love Nathan Lund. I mean, the biggest fan of Lund was Jason. Mm-hmm. I love Lund. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Jason. Jason's also kind of a hog comic, though.
No, I had to say that, actually, because I was like...
Sorry, Jason.
...in this AI prompt battle thing, and it was like one of the prompts was you're fulfilling the New Year's resolution. And so my prompt that I drew was like a fat guy running a marathon. And then someone was like, and this looks like Jason Melton. Because he did have a beard and everything, too. And then I had to explain like the rest in peace thing. And so we have to put him on the wall of
ops
of deceased. We have to put Coin Shortage on there. We have to put me for a little while.
Yeah.
But then also put me on the
I was looking back because I have to fill out taxes for Patreon.
Oh jeez.
But I get to write enough stuff off to where it goes to zero. But I what was I doing on there?
You have to put four.
Oh no, no, I was looking at the months where you were on the Patreon and weren't on the Patreon, so we'll put that
remember
as
remember the dark period.
Yeah, the dark period. The thing is, I accept any resignation. I'm kind of like the federal government right now.
Yeah, kind of. Are you like a North Korea type?
No, he wouldn't accept a resignation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more about free will, Jesus.
Guns.
I've always been a big Jesus freak.
Yeah, you were Freak for Jesus, I think was your old handle.
No, it was Chicken Pot Pie 925.
Was it really?
That was my AIM thing. You did AIM, right?
Everybody. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Because unless you're a fucking loser, you had AIM. That's where you spit game at chicks in, like, grade school.
Oh, yeah.
And hey. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, what you doing? Or just, hey. If they respond with three Y's, you're in business. You're gonna be...
She's so comfortable with you.
You're not going to have sex with her, but you're going to beat off to having the thought of having sex with her at that age.
At that age.
Yeah.
You at that age.
Right. No, that's what I mean. I mean, I'm talking about like when you're like 12, 13 years old and you're probably not having sex yet. But you beat off to the fact that picturing her typing in the bunch of the extra Y's.
You're like, oh my gosh, she likes me.
And you're like, she likes me. And then you say,
and then after your heart.
Yeah. And then she says, hey, and you say, what you doing? And then she says, JC, just chilling. NM, not much. You? And I say, same.
And there's just a lot of tension.
A lot of sexual tension going on there. And then I have to go to the bathroom, beat off, and
I relieve, cool your jets.
Well, because you got to get, you got to get that post nut clarity if you want to be able to continue the conversation. without pulling out, because if she had said one more hey or had an extra why.
Oh man, it takes me back.
Yeah. It's either, so I mean, that's code for the, I think if between three and four wise. There's too many wise. It's too much. It's not.
She doesn't respect you.
No, that's probably what gay guys do. Is probably a bunch of wise.
Hey.
Hey. Gay guys have their own dialect. Hey.
That's like a Kanye
gay guys are way gayer than girls.
You gotta say hi with a bunch of eyes, or hey with a bunch of whys.
Why are gay guys so gay?
I don't know. I think that it's just like the superiority of being a man.
Yeah.
So they're just better at being women than women are.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that...
Even more observant. Or, I don't know.
I saw that they were kind of going back to, instead of LGBTQ, they're going back to LBG, and then the trans can have their own.
See, that sounds like, is that true? That sounds like a channel, like,
well, because
LBG.
I don't think that they wanted.
Sounds like a sandwich.
I don't think that the LGBT, like the gay lesbian community, wanted to add trans people.
That's rough for trans people to get rejected by the gays.
Yeah, but.
Oh, it's just everywhere.
I bet the lesbians hate them the most. The gays probably love hanging out with them, but the lesbians are probably like, what, not. So you're a man and you're going to play sports against us?
Uh-huh.
You think that's fair?
Good luck, pussy.
Like, we know with biology that you're stronger than us. This is bullshit.
I eat pussy for breakfast.
I got the attitude to beat your ass, but you're cheating because you're naturally stronger. Mm-hmm. This is bullshit.
No, they're going to start taking testosterone. And that's the flip side of the gay guys being gayer than women. Lesbians are straighter than men.
Yeah, well,
and straight men.
Then a lot of men that we know. Maybe not us, but like.
Maybe not us.
Jerry Hamady, for sure.
It's us, lesbians, and all other men.
Men, yeah.
And then it's gay men, and then it's regular women.
No, no. No, then it's women. Then it's regular women, then gay men.
No, I don't.
Gay men are more girly than.
They're just more competitive.
Yeah, but they're like.
But women are so
competitive.
They're
like, hey, girl.
I can't imagine the secret wars that I don't know about that women have been fighting their whole life. To be noticed, to be.
Yeah,
to be good enough in every way.
To be able to have the same amount of sports that men do, Title IX.
No, no. I just mean.
But think about it.
It's like they had to compete so hard against each other.
Feminists and
they're all wearing makeup. You can't just be normal.
Feminists and pro-trans people they fight each other because feminists don't want trans people in women's sports. They spent so much time trying to get all the women's sports to be available,
and then they just get colonized.
And then they just get wrecked by men.
Colonized.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been more on the pro-trans advocate side of that because I want men to have all the medals in the Olympics.
Yeah, you love precious medals.
Oh, I got fucking my video froze. We're still good, though.
Will Smith's son's had a cool hat.
I don't know. I know Will Smithsonian. I don't know Will Smith.
Oh, you don't know Jaden Smithsonian?
Jaden Smithsonian? Oh, you wore a haunted house?
Yeah.
So what's the gay meaning behind that?
I don't know.
Maybe. Because I know it's a gay meaning. I know Melania Trump wore a V for Vendetta outfit on inauguration.
Joe Biden wore that red on election night, and I just think red panty night, baby.
He voted for Trump, but basically...
voted for Jackson Smithsonian.
Oh, I love Jaden. I love Jack Smith. Yeah. You know, the guy back in The Hague.
I voted for
Trump's like, get deranged Jack back in the cave. Or to The Hague.
Put kids in caves.
I like that. We can give him.
Put kids in raves.
Yeah. I mean, kids, okay.
Put kids in rages.
Kids in cages. That was Obama's idea.
Put rats in cages.
And I think it's an abomination that they did that.
An abomination.
Did people not? Yeah, that's what our country was.
Yeah.
It was a nation run by Obama.
Yeah.
It was an abomination.
Yeah.
And he loves.
Jack, it's an abomination.
He loves drone bombs.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't stop.
It's once you go drone,
Yeah, never go home. But I think that, I don't know if this song came out around that same time, but you know the song, and we can't stop. Mm-hmm. I think he was in the drone command room.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I can't stop. And everyone's like, stop. We're hitting weddings and kids. And
he went off the rail.
And he's like, and I won't stop. And then, you know that Obama had the most deportations out of almost any president?
Boring.
They called him the deporter in chief. Chief.
I'm getting called chief.
Hello.
People complain about that.
I am chief drinking Malort.
Or they say, what's up, chief?
Yeah.
And they say it's a condescending thing. I think, no, you just called me chief. Thank you for showing me respect.
Well, it depends what you see. It's like, all right, chief.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, thanks for calling me chief.
No, but there's also good ways. There's also good ways to say it. It's like, how you doing, chief? I'm like, I appreciate that. Like, I think a chief is a high honor in the military. I was a chief. Mm-hmm. Is it?
What about this?
Or the chief of police? Think about that.
What about this N word? I barely know her.
I like that. You know what? I don't. You know what I hate when they try to appropriate. or hold on.
This is my axe. I love guitars.
Beep. I barely know her.
Nice.
But I think that I'm so mad that we've completely like white-outed history. Like yeah. Chiefs used to have the whole head, the head garb with the feathers, the headdress. And now what? A chief of police? I don't see a headdress.
Not wearing any dress.
No.
On my watch.
Yeah, for sure.
Not on my force.
Yeah.
What if they call it the force?
I have an idea. DEI. You know, that spells a different way. DIE. Oh, I think I might have. I had this complaint before the podcast. I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but I was mad about Doge, they're cutting all this spending.
For the dogs.
They hired this billionaire unelected official to cut billions from hundreds of thousands of unelected officials.
How are we going to overspend now?
Yeah, okay. I understand they want to cut some stuff, but...
I like paying more
But taxes. listen to some of the stuff that they're cutting, okay? And I can't stand by this.
Boring.
They're cutting... No, Dylan, I need you to listen to this. They're cutting studies where shrimp run on treadmills.
Oh wow.
That's funny and they should keep that. What's up
with that?
Yeah, what's up with this? We're not fun America anymore. No, this is supposed to be fun America. We keep that one, okay? Also, I heard there's one where they give cocaine to Japanese quail.
Wow.
I like that. See, when did we become party poopers?
Well, really, give us the cocaine, if anything.
They should.
I'll take the cocaine over the results of the study.
I want to know where they get the cocaine for scientific studies. That's my question.
Yeah.
Probably the cartels.
Who knows?
The cartels are huge. I wonder how many of the soldiers they're sending up to the border are just cartel guys. I think that's their whole army. It's just the cartel.
You just got to be one of the good ones that they like working with, and you're solid.
Yeah. I mean, I think our best ally right now is Argentina.
They're good at soccer.
No, I mean, their president basically did... He was Doge before Doge. He cut, like, so many fucking programs out.
Cut it out.
And,
that's what I think.
And it ended up fine. And it ended up fine. And they balanced their budget. They were in like a huge downward spiral. and they not only balance their budget, they're working at a surplus.
Boring.
And then the guy, when he was...
No more news.
When Malay was on the campaign trail, he'd walk around with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That's awesome. That's not boring.
Yeah. And then it turned out the whole time he was the guy from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So now we have to arrest him. But I'm going to protect him with all my might.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Good movies. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Stuart Little. Oh, yeah.
The thing is,
Giants.
Do you think
the big green?
Do you think Texas is mad about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie? I bet Governor Abbott's mad.
I don't know, because
it's like we don't have these crazy guys with chainsaws out here, you know.
I think they're honored just to have a movie there.
Texas, has there ever been a movie in Texas?
Yeah, I think there was a movie in the Upper Peninsula. Like, I think they filmed some of, it might have been some of the Atticus Finch movie. What's that? Killing a Mockingbird, To Kill a Mockingbird.
I think it's Killing Mockingbirds.
I think they might have filmed some of that up north, and then people are like, oh, it's awesome.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I just said brain blast.
What?
Okay, so this is a movie called To Kill the Mockingbird Media. And it's by, like, maybe Mike Benz will write it. I don't know if you know who that is. He's, like, spent his whole life to anti-censorship. He should write a book called To Kill the Mockingbird Media.
Wow. Sponsored by Malort. Sponsored by Husky Action.
Folks, we are sponsored by Malort, and we are more than proud to be sponsored by Jepson's Malort. The number one alcohol in Chicago tagline is, it's good. And... it really is good, folks. Whether you're a drinker of Malort,
it's not.
What or a gift to a friend, it's a good gift. Make sure
gag gift.
Well, what you got to do is, you know, you order shots of Malort. No. But you're with your Chicago friends, you know.
It's a prank.
Well, we love pranks.
We love pranks.
Yeah. So
pranking people.
I personally love the taste of Malort. It's the only shot that I personally buy. So that's not a joke. Malort isn't just a prank, but it's an acquired taste, and I've acquired it to its fullest potential.
Now it's a required taste.
I'm addicted to it because it's so darn good. That's another tagline they have. Malort, it's so darn good.
Malort, it's addicting.
Yeah.
Like, Matt can't start a work meeting without a couple...
yeah.
Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get in.
You know, Zins?
Yeah.
Tucker has a brand of Zins. And their tagline is, it's addicting and we love it.
Is it? It's awesome.
But no, honestly, guys, Malort is a huge part of my life. I have Malort tattoo on my back that the company of Malort was more than happy to pay for. They have really cool merch at, I believe it's just...
it's enough.
Just Google... hold on, dude.
It's
this is our
listenable.
This is our first... this is our first...
yeah.
Okay. And just Google Malort. They have some really good merch. I got this shirt. For free, obviously, because we're sponsors. But on the back, it says, tonight's the night you fight your dad.
Nice.
And
you know how long you've been waiting for that?
Would you ever fight your dad?
No. My dad, he was too scary. He's been in many bar fights.
He'd be too scary, or you'd be
no,
too scary?
No, you just know not to piss him off.
So I wonder, my dad, your dad?
I don't.
You think your dad?
Oh, yeah.
Well, but...
no offense to your dad, but...
my dad's...
your dad was picking stocks. My dad was picking fights with cops.
My dad's strong as fuck, and he was also a wrestler.
How many bench press competitions?
I don't know, but is your dad in shape?
Yeah, my dad's in Florida. You gotta be in shape to be in Florida.
That's not true at all.
He's fixing roofs. He's... hauling lumber.
Right.
He's basically a lumberjack of all trades.
Yeah. My dad, I would I'm down, dude. Let's invite him out. We'll have them fight.
Make them fight.
Yeah. My dad was kind of like, he's kind of like Trump when he would, like, he would make a threat that he could back up.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll beat the fuck out of you. And then they wouldn't, and then he would give them these eyes, these scary eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He would give them like, I'll fucking kill you.
Oh, really?
and then like, most of the time they wouldn't fight. Yeah.
That's nice.
And he was always just swole.
Huh.
Yeah. He just has one. The only thing wrong with my dad is his, he's mentally ill.
Apple doesn't fall far, does it, Mac?
Well, you're the one raised by trees, you tell me.
Well, you're the one that's part cactus now.
Dude, I'm Cactus Mac.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a cool artsy picture of me, right? The first mm-hmm. one. I also have some cool pictures. Oh, dude, we went to this town. It was like a cowboy town.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a place where they have like people dress up like as real cowboys and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I walked up to one and I said, "Hey, are you the sheriff?" And he said, "Shut up, faggot."
Yeah.
I was like, "What the heck?"
Yeah. Well, you should have worn the rhinestone.
Oh no, cowboys. No, that would he would have hurt me if I did that. No, but they did this. It was only like a 10-minute thing, and you have to stand back behind these lines, but they did this whole reenactment thing about this guy who's about to get like hung at the gallows, who's in jail, and then there's some bandits and then some ladies throwing rocks,
yeah.
And then at the end, everyone gets shot and they use blanks,
uh-huh.
And it was produced by Alec Baldwin and they all actually died.
Wow!
But it was a real thing like that. But thank God Alec Baldwin wasn't there,
because he could have gotten in trouble.
Well, because there have been people dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These people actually know how to put it blank in a gun. You know, Alec Baldwin's like, "Oh yeah, let's put the normal bullets in."
No, I think he just got handed the gun.
He did. It was the handler's fault. It was like a brand new gun handler too.
Oh man, that's when you mess up at your job and that happens.
Did you watch Black Hawk Down the other night? I did. It was on
TV. I don't watch things. I don't consume content. I just create it.
Oh, it was on the news. Like Black Hawk Down.
Oh, yeah. There's been a bunch of planes that are not flying.
It's wild, dude.
Yeah. It's like Airplane, a movie.
We watched Airplane, the movie, after the two different ones happened. Like, we'll just bring some levity to all these tragedies happening.
Yeah.
And it worked.
No, I think I had a dream about the planes last night, too, and just having crazy dreams lately.
I flew on a plane last night, and I wasn't even scared.
You weren't scared at all.
No, I wasn't scared. Before I got on the plane, I was like, I accept death if death is my fate.
Did you hear Tim Dillon's new episode? It's amazing.
Tim Dillon?
Yeah, he just talks about how if you go on a plane, you're gonna die. And like, that, it you came cheat out, death it, if it, you somehow survive.
It came out Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh hey Zach, you want to shot him a lord? All right, this is my roommate Zach.
Hey Zach, I heard that Mac introduced me to you, saying that I'm retarded. And we're back.
Folks, we're back in action. We got my roommate, Zachary. Zach and Mac.
The Zach and Mac attack.
Zach and Mac in the house, folks. Oh, my gosh. This is so crazy. And there's nothing crazier than having a fun night with the boys and drinking some Jepson's Malort.
Kicking back, relaxing all cool with some Jepson's Malort and a gun.
Yeah. Guns, I mean, there's nothing better to pair a shot of Malort with then a gun. Zach, what do you want? Some Malort?
I'd love some.
You're from out of town, right?
I am from out of town.
So Zach just moved from my place. He's from Virginia, and he's going to try out Chicago's best liqueur.
I've heard about it. I've heard it's great.
Yeah.
Never tried
it. I told you all about it yesterday. Yeah, it's like really one of the best favorites. It's our sponsor. I mean, why would we ever get sponsored by something that I don't like? You know, Dylan, you want one or?
No, my sponsor will get mad if I have alcohol.
Oh, yeah. We have different types of sponsors. Well, hey, why don't we go ahead and take one? Let's get it. Hop out of 15 passenger. This is G5. No, this is not a Challenger. Big ones. Wow. As they say, Jepson's Malort, it's good.
I feel like I could wash my clothes with it.
Mm-hmm. You could. You actually can, and that's one of the best things about it, is you can use it as to wash your clothes. Mm-hmm. You can use it as windshield wiper fluid.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it's got a really strong aftertaste.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you leave the bar at like 2 in the morning with a girl you don't want anyone to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put that into a taste.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
That's what it is.
100%.
It's nostalgic.
It's fear. Yeah.
Yeah. It's it puts fear in the hearts of enemies of Chicago.
I'm crying.
Yeah.
You wouldn't wish it upon your worst enemy.
You're crying from that. I don't cry ever.
Because we're fucking men.
At least you're not a pussy.
Yeah. I mean, I cry laughing sometimes.
I cry if my gun's missing.
Yeah. I got my gun stolen.
Until I find it, yeah.
Actually, I don't think I've told him my story about my gun.
It's really important.
Should I tell him?
You should tell him. Tell him about the saga of the guns.
I might have told you about my gun story. So when I lived in Logan Square in a garden unit, I think I did, might have told you this, but somebody broke into my house and stole my gun, my revolver.
Uh-huh. I don't think you did tell me that.
Yeah, my Taurus revolver. And so I bought a new gun. That gun to protect myself from my old gun, because if they come back, you know,
smart,
they'll have a gun this time, so right. I got to make sure I can protect myself. But I'm not even really a gun guy in the first place. I mean, the main reason I bought a gun in the first place was just so, like, I could put it on the table while me and my friends do blow.
Yeah,
you know?
That's good. Because, you know,
it's like the movies.
People don't kill people.
Right.
Guns kill
people. Guns float around to kill people. Yeah, so I bought a gun just to put it on the table while me and my friends do blow, because that's fun.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
But now I'm stuck in a never-ending cycle of buying new guns to protect myself from the old guns that have gotten stolen from me, and it's fucking exhausting.
Sure.
But I do kind of hope that dude that broke in and originally took my old gun tries to take my new gun so I can shoot him. And get my old gun back, because I like that one a lot, you know?
And then you'll have two guns.
Well, yeah. But
I have two guns right here.
It's
three guns.
So I get my old gun back, and I think, well, but on the other side of the coin, if he successfully breaks in and gets my new gun, then I'll have to buy two new guns to protect myself from my two old guns.
Right.
And I can't afford four new guns right now.
In this economy?
Yeah, and the tariffs, it's, actually, the tariffs of guns don't matter for us.
No, you got to buy American guns.
Yeah, what? We can't get maple syrup and Canadian whiskey? Okay, I'll just go to Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Canada to buy a gun.
I'll go to every place. Those tariffs don't matter for Canada at all.
Do you think the syrup will get better again? Like, we'll make
hopefully
the syrup great
again? Hopefully. Make syrup American again.
That Aunt Jemima lady?
Yeah, I mean,
she was so bad.
She was hot. And they took her off. Because they took off a black lady because she was black.
Yeah.
Same as Uncle Ben's rice.
And that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. I like Uncle Ben's rice because it used to be always Chinese rice. Yeah. And then we finally had a cool guy named Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
And people are always like, it's like Uncle Tom. No, it's Uncle Ben. It's a different guy. This guy was a cool black guy that was good at making rice. Okay? And I'm tired of the woke shit taking my black friends off of the things.
Be crazy if they replaced them with like way blacker versions of both.
Yeah, with like really pink lips and like
Uncle Jamal's rice.
Uh-huh.
And they started putting like a Walton's watermelons.
Yeah,
or they can just shorten it to Unks.
Yeah,
Unks. Yeah, I like that. I like the band Unk and Few. That was from the Migos. Two of them. It was Quavo and Takeoff, who died.
He did die. I guess that was when Offset was in prison.
It kind of offset my whole vision of everything. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm worried about my amigos getting deported.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I don't have anyone that I'm friends with that I'm worried about getting deported. Yeah. I mean, if Noe Gonzalez gets deported or whatever. I mean.
Well, you don't have very many Mexican friends, so.
I really don't. I have mostly white and black friends.
I don't know if I've ever met a Mexican.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the restaurant, obviously.
Yeah. Well, one died that we know.
Okay.
Named Ken Flores. Yeah.
I know a Spanish guy. Does that count?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No. There's Mexicans around. Some of them are cool. Who are the cool ones? Well, actually, there's not a lot.
Anthony Hernandez has a gun.
He's cool. He always carries a gun too. Yeah. But it's a lot of lame Hispanic comics. Tito, Gabriel's, whatever his name is. This guy Tito.
Carlos Mencia.
This guy Tito. He's Puerto Rican. Puerto Ricans are the worst.
Oh yeah.
Puerto Ricans are just. I mean, honestly, I like Mexicans a lot, and I think ones that have been here probably 15 years. That's cool. If they own a house and have a family, I'm cool with it. But also, you don't need to. They shouldn't impede on getting criminals out, because then they're just harboring people.
I think the Mexicans are fine. You know, Chappelle put it great.
100%.
I'm not trying to pick my own blueberries.
Yeah.
But, you know, once we get everything else coming in like that, it's just, it's too much at this point.
Well, the problem is the sanctuary cities are broadly protecting everybody.
Right.
And it's like, if you want to keep your neighborhood safe, you got to, like, what they're doing is targeted raids on people that are either have a criminal record that we know of from their old place and they're a murderer, or have committed crimes here. Mm-hmm. And they keep letting them out of jail after doing crimes too, which is fucking retarded, because citizens, they don't do that for.
Right.
Boring.
I'm a citizen of the world. Not. Fuck the rest of the world, dude. America first. America rules. The rest of the world rules, except for Argentina. I like their president.
That's the German in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
You still got that dog in you, that German shepherd in you.
Yeah, no, but he's that guy's the most libertarian out of anybody.
Oh, Malai.
Yeah,
cool guy.
He basically was the precursor to Doge, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, he just shut down everything that was unnecessary in spending, and then he put their failing economy into a surplus. He also seems like a crazy Austin Powers looking dude.
Oh yeah.
So what about the fentanyl shortage?
Yeah, we're gonna need more fentanyl. We're gonna have to help the cartel. We're gonna fund them.
Sucks.
There's definitely ways to get around it.
Yeah, no, I do. Everyone knows someone that's died from a fentanyl-related, or a lot of people do at least, a fentanyl-related thing. So, like, people will take Xanax they think it's Xanax, but it has fentanyl in it. And that's how most people get fucked up from that shit. It's not that they're just doing fentanyl, like I did with my buddy Kenny. They take a pill, and there's fentanyl in there instead of whatever the actual drug is, and they die. And that's a crime against humanity. Is it? What is it, like a million people dying of that shit? Nobody wants fentanyl to be on the streets.
So what's the solution?
Kill, or maybe colonize Mexico.
I think that's it.
Colonize Mexico.
Definitely kill Fauci.
No.
Yeah.
Fauci's got to be behind most of it.
That's unreal. Yeah. Well, yeah, and Bill Gates.
And Bill Gates.
The depopulationist, yeah.
That's right.
But also, I mean, the cartels are making hell of money on that shit. And then China's buying it too. And they're also with China on that stuff because they want the social credit score and all that. But the cartels make billions off that, and then China sends them the precursors because they want America to get fucked.
Well, do they know we want to get fucked?
No, we want to get fucked up on cool drugs that make us not die.
Yeah.
We want to do cocaine without the fentanyl in it. A fent-free, please. That's what I say at the grocery store.
I mean, if it's the right amount of fentanyl.
I guess. I mean, yeah, if you're doing blow with just like the perfect amount of fentanyl, then sure. you get the good blow feeling. And then you also get the painkiller feeling. Yeah.
You don't feel anything.
Yeah. You don't know, but you do know if you have a dealer that tests for fent, which I may or may not know. We're on YouTube.
Can I get some cocaine with my fent, please?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Do people actually like do fentanyl, just fentanyl alone?
Well, so I have. It must not have been alone because if, I guess, a grain of fentanyl is like, so it was a brown powder.
What the fuck?
And my buddy said it was fentanyl. And this is before anyone knew what fentanyl was.
Before school.
Before it was anything. Yeah. Before I'd ever heard of the words fentanyl. He was like, yeah, let's get a bag. I'll get my own bag. This is the painkiller addict guy and probably heroin addict at this time. I didn't know. I hadn't hung out with him for a while. But like four of us got a bag, and then the first lines we did, we just projectile vomited outside.
This is crazy. We snorted some brown powder.
Well, you know what's funny? Is when they were lined up, I was like, Kenny, are you sure this isn't heroin? I was like, it kind of looks like heroin. Then I kind of like fake whiffed my nose over it. I was like, kind of smells like heroin, Kenny. This isn't heroin. Turned out it was a way worse thing than heroin. But yeah, he OD'd that night, but he got better after that. Still a douchebag.
But if you don't die in OD, does it count?
Exactly.
It still counts as an OD if it's a near death, I think.
Okay. If you're hospitalized.
Hospital, then you're.
If you have to, maybe if you have to get the, the thing they pump in you.
Yeah, the, what's it? Oh, shit.
You should know this. You're from the fucking, like, mountains.
I'm not from. What? Oh, shit.
It's, I know the name of it too, and I'm blanking on it too. It's, Starts with a Z, maybe, or a fucking...
Semantics.
It's called semantics, yeah. Yes, that's what it's called.
I mean, it's called semantics.
It's called... Yeah, that's... I used to smoke, then I started taking Chantix. And then I died. I'm Ray Liotta.
There was a guy who was did an impression of Ray Liotta at a show the other day, and he said, like, before I died of Chantix. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? That's one of Mac's favorite people to impersonate.
Yeah, is Ray Liotta in the Chantix commercial? Yeah. Hey, I'm Ray, and I used to smoke. But then I started taking Chantix.
And I took some Fent.
I started taking Chantix. I did a little bit of Fent with it. You know, it's a blue pill. I took some Viagra, too, with it. You know, same color, same thing. And then I got to tell you, I love heroin. Heroin is something they never told us about in the mob or when I was acting as a mobster. And then I died. No, but I think he died from side effects of Chantix.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
He is dead.
Gay Liotta.
He did.
Rest in power.
He died. Two good movies.
He's not the main character in other good movies, but yeah, Goodfellas, obviously. And then what's the other one you're into?
No, I can't think of it.
He was in Wild Hogs.
That was it.
About Wild Hogs.
But he was the bad guy in Wild Hogs.
What's one more movie that he was in?
Wild Hogs.
He did Goodfellas and Wild Hogs.
I go Wild Hogs for him, Goodfellas.
Interesting.
Well, the rest of the actors in Goodfellas are better. He was a rat. I didn't like that.
Okay.
I liked how he was the badass. He was the head of the biker gang that were trying to take down these fucking dudes when you're in your midlife crises. This guy's like trying to be fake bikers, John Travolta.
No, I know Wild Hogs.
Yeah, and they're like, oh yeah, you know Wild Hogs. Hell yeah. This is why I picked you to be my roommate.
That's good, man.
You know Wild Hogs, dude? That rules. That's like the main, like,
it was
button.
You
that should be a button you press. You know Wild Hogs? Do you like to drink?
And who was it between
him and Mustafi? And I think it was a poo.
I had a guy from Israel visit my place and look around.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't like this guy. Yeah. I was like, I don't like this guy.
Sure.
Make their name more like mine.
Yeah.
Did he know you were German?
I told him, I was like, I'm a little bit Nazi, a little bit Ashkenazi.
He did not see it coming.
Like, what did you think about that? Yeah. Elon's.
And then if he didn't like it, I'd be like, no, I'm saying I'm a little bit of Jewish. So are you racist against Jews? That's what I told him.
So is that like a 1943 blend?
What?
The little bit of German, little bit of Jew?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That got wiped. Well, unfortunately, I think that the Nazis must have raped some of the Ashkenazis because I have Crohn's, and Crohn's comes from mainly from Lithuanian Ashkenazi Jews.
So that was my insinuation. I didn't know the Crohn's was a part of it.
But yeah. Crohn's is very heavy in the Jewish community.
Okay.
And the Jews that we know are Ashkenazi Jews. The ones in Israel are just like they don't have like big noses and they're not like, I like gold.
Yeah. See, my dad's a Russian Jew, so it's, I guess, similar.
Yeah. Lithuania is right by Russia. But
it's all the same.
So the Jews that we know, like when you think of a Jew, you just think of a guy with a bigger nose who's good with money. No, I'm not trying to like bigger nose, good with money, kind of pale maybe.
Funny hats.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of a fro, like, or just their hair grows in like a little curlier, and that's what Jews are. Those are Ashkenazi Jews. Sephardic Jews we don't see too many of. Those are the ones from Israel, the original Israelites.
Aren't they from like Spain and there's something?
So a lot of them were their ancestors were the original Israelites, and they were more from. Well, I guess when Israel became a thing again, because after the Holocaust, that's when Israel became a thing again. Israel was always a place. And also, I mean, there was the Crusades and everything, which we're going to bring back. Pete Hegseth is going to put on armor. There's Christians. I'm just going to stop that last thing. There's Christians, okay? We lay claim to Jerusalem. The Jews, we just let them have it. And then the Muslims, they're fighting with the Jews. We got the most the Christians. We got the most guys. We should get it.
We should take
Russia.
Israel.
We got Russia.
Is this what you guys normally talk about?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Too often, sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is half joke and half real. But I think that Putin should put on his get a long sword. Put on some armor. Some. Like scale mail, and then
definitely a cool suit, cool outfit,
and then actually maybe we'll need Putin to fight off the Chinese if they're trying to make Jerusalem like not even Buddhist, because I think they don't have religion in China, right? Or they're secular.
Technically they're secular.
I think they're fully secular.
So.
Yeah, communist. It's like
they probably
do go together, yeah.
Worship chickens and shit. You know?
Yeah, they probably worship
year
rice.
Of the chicken.
Year of the rice. We rather.
It's like, is it ironic? Is it not ironic?
Do you think they can pronounce China?
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 Well.
Or do they call it that? Or what do they
call it? They call it rice.
Rice.
Yeah, you can't speak Chinese. That's like they call it rice. I live in rice.
America. I went to America.
They send me emails every day.
I went to Era Rice. Chicago Rice Era. That's funny. No, but we need the Crusades back. You know, we just need it. Everyone is fucking around in the Middle East. Why don't we just all,
what about first the Crusades here?
What'd you say?
A Crusade's here. throughout America?
Well, we just need to deport new refugees and whatever, all the bullshit. Most people have fake refugee status. And that's what we're doing. And then what we're going to do is everybody in the military is going to dress up. Everyone's going to dress
up. That's my rice.
That's my rice. I think that we should go back to the classic Crusades. Well, they'll have like all the Kevlar and stuff under it, but over it they have like the fucking metal and like the helmets that are like this, like with the beak, or like the helmet like that. I think that Russia, Europe, and us eventually, we can all just get together and do that.
We'll get along.
I mean, why are we big enemies with Russia? There's no reason.
I say we just go back in time. We're the only ones with the nukes. We take over the whole world. World peace.
Yeah. Meta world peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Punched a fan. He forgot that he had an old name. Meta world peace. His name used to be, what was that basketball player's name again? On Detroit, who punched the fan.
Are you talking about the Malice at the Palace?
Yes. What was his name?
Oh, Ron Artest.
Ron Artest.
That's who it was.
He changed his name to World Peace.
Meta World Peace. And it was switched teams, and he thought that it would kind of go away. And
Kobe did the same thing.
Well, and it kind of went away because he just couldn't remember it.
Kobe was number 8, then he, you know, raped someone.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Came out as, what, 20? Was it 24?
What he 24? Did, yeah. I saw a Family Guy. What he did is the detectives were in the room, and he spun a basketball on his hand, and they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then they're like, you're good. I think that's what happened.
Switch numbers, like, I'm not that guy.
Yeah. But I think give it 15 years, we'll be cool with Russia.
I've always been cool with Russia.
I mean, I don't know why. At this point, we shouldn't be enemies with them.
I mean, we were born after the Soviet Union.
And they're not communist.
Yeah, so... Like Putin seems like a cool guy. Like,
yeah,
he's probably number 2 to Trump.
Right. No, I mean, the
problem. Cool.
But what they've been doing? Like,
should all be friends with everyone.
Well, the thing is, what
except China.
What NATO's been? Yeah, we all gotta team up against China, but leave Tibet alone. Those cool Buddhists, they can hang out, and all the Taoists.
We have to get Taiwan.
Yeah, we can. Taiwan would team up with us, obviously. But
the girls there, crazy.
Are they?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I lost it to one.
Really? Taiwan.
You lost what? Your dick? She ripped it off.
She took it off. Yeah.
Wow.
She had like a
hot dog. And put it on herself. And said, I'm going to Taiwan.
She put a tomato and a pickle on.
And said, I'm going to Thailand.
Ate it like a hot dog.
Wow.
What was I going to say? Yeah, if we.
You know, I'll take one of those too if we're doing it.
Of course. What would you like?
Jepson's Malort.
Oh, a Jepson's Malort.
I love that.
Of course. This is honestly my favorite drink.
It's not good.
Dylan, do you want one?
No.
Okay. How about you want me to pour you one?
No.
Oh, you had a lot earlier.
I've had enough in my life.
Yeah. You had too a lot earlier today.
No, I didn't have any today.
Yeah, you love it.
No, actually, big fan.
I'll cut out. I'll cut out the nada.
Oh, that was worse than the first one.
Yeah, but the aftertaste will last less long. No, but if we didn't, so what we did is we added every country to NATO around Russia, which we weren't supposed to do. And Russia was like, stop. And then their favorite one was Ukraine. And then we were like, we're going to make them in NATO. Like, what if Russia added Canada and Mexico and Cuba, and they already have Cuba, and Puerto Rico, and every Caribbean island around us, and Greenland, what if... They did that. What if China did that to us?
We need Riceland.
Yeah.
Isn't China already doing that? Don't they own like half the U.S. right now?
a lot of farmland.
A lot of farmland
and corporate land, but they're working on the smart guys.
Military bases.
The smart, the gay treasury guy who's smart as fuck, who used to work for Soros, but knows all the Soros secrets.
He's a gay?
He's gay, yeah.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he's like...
I thought Trump hates the gays.
No. It turns out the whole time, all the gays come on down to Trump team. Right. We're a big tent party. We're a big tent party. We'll take... I mean, I don't mind taking the gays. We'll take... As long as the gays are cool with the America First vision and all that, fuck it. Then the left is dwindled down to trans people and mentally ill people, and that's about it.
Oh, I keep regurgitating this Jepson's Malort.
Yeah.
Mm. It tastes better every time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's but one of the best things about it is that if it comes up, you get to drink it again.
Yeah.
But it really is a... I was telling you this the other day. It is a... If you're hungover and you're used to drinking it, it really does help settle your stomach. It makes you not want to throw up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if I drank that hungover, I would probably throw up 10 times.
Yeah. It depends how... If you're still drunk in the morning. I think you still have to be a little bit drunk.
Okay.
In the morning.
I'll probably be a little bit drunk tomorrow morning, so...
Yeah.
I'll try some.
Me too. I'm going to try not to drink more because I have a 10 a.m. meeting with this guy for a job tomorrow.
Yeah, but we're on Central Time, so...
10 a.m. Central Time.
Yeah, so that's nothing.
You'll be okay.
Actually, no. I lost an hour coming here, so I actually have to go to bed earlier.
I'm still on Eastern Time, so...
Living on Eastern Time. You know, living on Tulsa Time?
Living also, I'm not going to be gay, but like, let me hit the vape.
Well...
The vape.
Is that cool?
Only if you admit that... say I'm kind of gay.
I haven't vaped in like a month.
No, just say I'm kind of gay for asking.
I'm kind of gay for asking you that.
Yeah, dude, of course. I just wanted you to say you were gay. I don't mind if you hit my vape at all.
What's this, pina colada?
It's a penis colada.
Yeah, it's nice.
All right, well, let's close this off. We got more than a hot hour in there. Dylan, plugs.
At Comedy Batty, and I'll be at Roast Battle on the 20th against Apple Juice Lamont. So it's going to be hot. And Max telling me to plug Malort.
Hey, folks. It's me, the bad boy of comedy. Hey, we're so happy that you listened to this episode, and we are proud to be sponsored by Jepson's Malort. Made by Carl Jepson. I think what he did is put a bunch of leaves and gasoline and branches and people and something into a big cauldron and mixed it all up. Mm-hmm. Something came out, and that something was magical, and that something
they killed
was...
They killed it.
They killed it, yes. Mm-hmm. And then that thing is Jepson's Malort. So buy it at any retailer in Chicago. And honestly... Ship it overseas.
If you want to taste the Chicago.
Send it to the Middle East. They love alcohol there. And it's... I have a Malort tattoo on my back. I'm dedicated to the cause. And it's all about, you know, doing the right thing. That's what Malort's all about. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And follow me at Bad Boy Comedy on all platforms. Even like an airplane platform.
Yeah. Like look for him
yeah.
on there.
No, but Instagram. Follow at Bad Comedy Pod on Twitter X. X.
Can't believe you just dead named it.
Yeah, it's X. Okay. X is a bad name for a fucking app. Elon, make that a better...
No, Max had too much...
It's still Twitter.
No, I know, but that's a problem. He needs to make a better replacement for it because people keep calling it Twitter.
Shitter.
It should be XXXTentacion or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bad Comedy Pod XXX. On X/Twitter. Bad Comedy Podcast everywhere else. Bad Boy Comedy... Everywhere else for my stand-up. I'm about to come out swinging with some new fucking hitter-ass jokes. My hit is, because I'm not going to say that word on the public episode. We say it on the private episode, by the way, guys. So go to patreon.com/badcomedy. If you want to hear or cancel me, screen record me saying these things. Get me kicked out of the scene. I know I'm a toxic person. Get me kicked out of the scene. Release it. I still won't go anywhere. It doesn't matter what you do. You can't do anything to me. I'm uncancelable. So, shout out to Alex Jones and Donald Trump and Tom Holman, my homie. And you had any plugs? You had any last things you want
to
say?
I'm good. I have Twitter. It's super private. You guys don't need to know it.
Yeah, it's I'm Gay Zach.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, good. Follow I'm Gay Zach on X.
I'm on YouTube.
Yeah.
All that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Rumble. I've been trying. I keep forgetting to upload a Rumble.
Huge audience on Rumble.
They'd love.
No, there really is. Mm-hmm. Because they don't fucking suppress anything. So go to Rumble, Bad Comedy Pod, I think. Maybe Bad Comedy Podcast. Type in Bad Comedy that's on there.
On there.
No. I put the Sam Talent episode on there. Sam Talent's gay, by the way. He's a fat fucking pig. Mm-hmm. No one likes him.
Ham Talent.
Me and Dylan hate him especially. We used to have a third co-host, Jason, who loves him.
You know why he was on Kill Tony?
Because
the two of them were
having sex,
killing Tony.
Yeah, well, guess what? We have a friend. Well, not a friend. We have a colleague named Josh Ocean Thomas who went on tour with Tim Dillon, and he's a twink looking guy. Josh Ocean Thomas, Dylan, you're with me.
I hear you.
I wonder what happened to. I wonder what went down on that trip. I wonder if
there might have been a little quip.
I wonder. I would be surprised if nothing happened. Mm-hmm. I would be surprised if there was no gay sex on that, because Josh Jefferson Thomas isn't gay, but he really wants to step up the ladders of comedy.
Yeah, he might be desperate. So.
Yeah, he's trying to climb out of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Well, folks, we love y'all. We love Josh Jefferson Thomas, Tim Dillon, fellow Tim Dillon at the Tim Dillon podcast, and check out Joe Rogan. He's got a podcast. You know about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah,
it's a whole experience.
Nice.
So you know, check out the Joe Rogan, and I was watching Chris Farley highlights this weekend, and I'll tell you, funny as fuck.
That guy was funny.
Oh, wait, actually, one last thing. He went to Second City, and he said it was awful.
Yeah, probably.
Which 100% makes sense.
Dude, I didn't laugh one time.
Yeah, he went there with his mom. His mom was in the town. I was in Arizona, but
my mom loved it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, wow. You'll be more of a fan of this stand-up I bring you around, too. Right. I'll probably bring in a Power Hour.
Nice.
You should come to Power Hour.
I heard $2 beers.
$2 beers, Power Hour. It's in the basement of American Legion.
That's enough for me.
Super American. And then one day
all I care about is $2 beer, so
yeah. One day I'm gonna force you on stage too. It's gonna be funny. All
right.
When was the first time you went on stage? How did
come on, bro?
Where you gotta go?
I don't know, man. It's just been, you know, what's this 10-minute session?
I do have a question.
What is this?
When is the first time you went on stage to do stand up, and did you watch stand up for a while prior to that?
I did not watch it prior at all.
I just went up to, yeah. Well, I saw one open mic where it was empty at North Bar, and just Dale did 30. Mm-hmm. And then I also stopped by Tapster because Ike was just bringing me around to two different places. And then I just went up, and turned out I was way funnier than everybody.
Wow.
Except for Dale.
Yeah.
But then now Dale's going to die soon because he's too fat.
Rest in power, I guess, in advance.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not that close to this one, you know?
He's just escaping us all sooner.
But Dale was telling me his doctor might be able to get him life-saving Ozempic because he can't afford normal Ozempic. But because he's so fat.
Supposed to talk about this stuff.
No,
this is private stuff.
No, it's fine. Dale, you're
just
not.
Assumes it's fine. No one's listening anyway.
Well, I'm happy about this for him.
Yeah, it's good for him.
Dale's life will be saved. So I'm announcing to the whole world that Dale's life could potentially be saved.
No one thinks it's in danger unless you tell them it is.
No, people.
I want to know how long this 10 minutes is.
People see him. And Dale knows people see him. And Dale, I'm so happy that you're going to be saved by Brozempic. And Dale.
How long is it?
10 minutes.
No.
It's like 9:37.
Give or take.
Yeah. You want to say something to Dale? Apologize?
I'm sorry for Mac.
What do you mean? I was proud of Dale.
Yeah. Dale, if you're listening, you know, just I don't know why I do this either.
Well, so Dale used to open for Louis C.K. Dale's like way bigger time than us. Dale's kind of my And or who's the guy who trained Luke Skywalker?
Oh, he's like your Obi-Wan.
Yoda. Obi-Wan. He's kind of my Obi-Wan.
That's Dale will probably deny
Star
this.
Star Wars reference.
Yeah, yeah, but he's really he's.
Mac thinks that this is his mentor. Dale would say that no, he is not my.
No, no, no. He says that. He says that.
He says no, he's not. His yeah. Padawan.
No, what Dale says is that he taught me everything I know, and I said, "You didn't teach me shit, fat fuck." That's what I.
Wow.
But I'm saying right now, Dale's my mentor, and I don't want Dale taught me so many good things. I don't want him to die, so I'm gonna do everything I can to make sure he doesn't die from being the fattest, biggest fattest guy in the whole world.
Just talking bad about him.
I'm not. I mean, who's fatter?
Probably not gonna make him want to live. He's just getting made fun of.
I tell him that to his face all the time.
Yeah, it's might be kind of toxic. He might be reinforcing the bad habits even.
So he's going to eat more and do less Ozempic?
Yeah, if you're telling him that's what he is.
No.
That's what he has to look forward to.
I tell him, dude, you can't, just like your doctor said, you got to lose some weight. And I tell him I'm down to go on walks with you anytime. I'm a good friend.
He's not a dog, Mac.
I know that. And I don't want I wouldn't want him or a dog to die. So I want to. Walks for him are way more helpful than walks for me.
And he stopped going on walks with you, huh?
Well, no. We went on a walk, and then the next day he stepped out of the bathtub and rolled his ankle with that much weight on an ankle. Bad roll. Anyways, folks, hey, Dylan is a very funny comic. Catch his Zanies. Is it at Zanies?
I think so. Just don't worry about it.
What's the date?
The 20th.
The 20th of
February.
You're going to get, you got to make sure you have defense against Black History Month.
Yeah.
You got to put more in it.
Or offense of Black History Month. Yeah, right. Yeah. You need to go on the offense with that against OJ Lamont. And you can't call him a dumbass. You can't say dumbass because then he's going to say, it's Black History Month. And I'm like, you can't call me dumb. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, shout out to Malcolm X, Malcolm Sex, and Harvey Milk Jr. Is that what the...
Harvey Milkstein.
Harvey Milkstein.
Yeah.
Is that a... That's a gay mayor of California who is a pedophile and gets people to be filmed doing pedophilic things. I connected all those.
They made a movie about him, didn't they?
It was only supposed to be
Harvey Milkstein. All right, folks. We love you.